Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam. We're turning your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code so I can pull your account to better assist you?
Is this Best Gadgets, whatever?
We have several products, ma'am. Can I get your zip code to see what you have with us?
46725.
And your first and last name?
Karen Campbell.
Okay, you said your last name was?
Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
All right, 1 second, ma'am. I'm not finding an account in that name. Bear with me.
Well, you better find something because I'm being charged.
Ma'am, I'm trying to assist you. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I don't have an account for that name.
Okay, my charge credit card's being charged. I've been charged way back in October for this $49.97.
Can I have the last four of the card that was charged, please?
3957. And I look back on my account, and I've been being charged for this amount, and I don't know what it even is.
Can you spell your last name for me?
C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Campbell, as in soup.
Campbell?
Yeah.
And your first name is Karen?
Yes.
Can you verify your address for security purposes? I did find an account matching your name.
126 West Tidewater Trail. Columbia City, Indiana, 46725.
Yes, ma'am. I see the January charge decline, but the charges stem from an October charge.
Yes, ma'am. I wasn't even on the computer to charge something today. I just got home.
No, ma'am. I'm trying to explain why we tried to charge you.
Okay. I want to know what this item is.
That's what I'm trying to explain, ma'am. You ordered a purifier for $7.45 back on October 21st. It was a free gift for just paying shipping and handling. You probably took a survey or an email.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It did advise you that if you didn't cancel within 14 days from the original order date, within 48 hours from when you originally ordered the purifier, that within 48 hours you would be charged $49.97 for the online gadget store, which is the factory direct gadget store where you can get other gadgets such as Wi-Fi boxes, Wi-Fi boots.
Well, slow up, ma'am, because they've been charging me. I'm going to get this all. This is a fraud. And
no, ma'am, it's
I
not fraud. You said
that.
You did order the purifier, ma'am. That's not fraud.
For $7.97 and whatever the shipping was.
Okay, ma'am, but it did tell you in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled in the online gadget store. As a courtesy, I can refund the $49.97 for December.
And I've looked on my things, and I've been charged way back from October.
Okay, have you already disputed the charge? Yes, ma'am.
I'm disputing it now. I called my credit card, and that gave me this phone number to call and find out what this is all about.
Did you dispute the charges with your credit card, ma'am?
I just tried, and they told me to call this number to see,
ma'am,
verify what was going on.
Okay.
So I'm going to call them back and verify that I got a hold of somebody or somebody got a hold of me.
Okay, ma'am.
What this is all about, but no, this is going to stop, and it's going to stop now.
Ma'am, it's canceled, but all the refunds are not available. I can refund one charge of $49.97. Even if you go to your bank, what they're going to do is give you a temporary credit. Then they're going to contact us. We're going to provide them with the IP address it was ordered from, the link you used to order it where the terms and conditions were clearly stated, as well as the tracking number that shows the original product was delivered. Then it's not refundable at all. So as a courtesy, I can do the last charge for $49.97. And cancel the account where you don't get charged any further.
I would suggest you do that. In the meantime, I will have this card number changed. This won't happen again.
No, ma'am, you won't be
charged.
I will
never do a survey online again, not fall for that crap.
Okay. Well, you're refunded to $49.97, ma'am. Your account's canceled, and you will get an email of the refund.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.